What'd you make of Nick tonight?
Yeah, you know, he came out, you know, first played a game. We get a nice play behind him, and then, you know, leads a, you know, breaking ball up. Bobby Witt clips him a little bit, and then, you know, there was some contact out there, but, you know, there was a good club that strung some hits together. You know, they get the first two guys on in that one inning, and then, you know, we get that guy to sack bun. We get the out right there. We think we're going to get a ground ball. And then, you know, fastball elevated, and he winds up clipping it and putting it in the seat. So, you know, down four early, you know, the stuff was there. Just, you know, they swung the bats pretty well.
What have you seen from Jason Adam, who's worked an awful lot? I mean, is he having to come in the zone too much? What is happening with Jason lately?
No, I think that's just, you know, where guys are. You know, it's that time of the year sometimes where guys are going out. They're pitching the best they can. You know, base hit, a walk, and then, you know, like that team does, man, when they get some guys moving, you know, they string a lot of hits together and do some things. So, you know, just a recipient of a good hitting team, and found a barrel and found some grass.
Of what Trenton Brooks can bring to this, and a bad guy on the bench. I know you're kind of often in charge of looking at some of the strategy area of things. Yeah. What does that provide you guys?
Yeah, no, you know, Trenton had a really good spring training for us, you know, and the one thing I like about Trenton, I think we as a group, you know, collectively, is that he's a grinder. He gets in there and he's not afraid to take some swings. He's got a, you know, really good eye at the plate, so he gets himself into some pretty good counts where he's able to do some damage when, you know, he gets that pitch over the heart of the plate. So pretty good showing so far. You know, he's had a couple of strikeouts, but for the most part, he's had some really good at-bats where he's impacted the baseball and some extra base hits. So it's good to see what he did in spring training, you know, carry over to the major league level here now.
How was today on the whole for you? When did you kind of learn that you would be managing this game, and how did it go for you in the dugout tonight?
Well, it was just business as usual, to be honest. You know, when we got here, it was just a matter of just preparing for the Kansas City Royals, and then, you know, some of the news broke where, you know, they were handing out some of the suspension talks and all this kind of thing, and, you know, Skipper just said, hey, you got it tonight. So, you know, as far as anything different, it was just, you know, doing what we usually do as a collective group. You know, we prepare well, we get our information, we gather, we have good conversations about, you know, what we're going to do for the game so that there's no surprises when we get out there, and, you know, the game kind of ran pretty much how we kind of envisioned it without, you know, being on the right end of the score. But as far as, you know, how we were going to roll guys out and who was going to, you know, hit in what spots, it was, you know, this group does a great job of, you know, collecting a lot of information and being prepared really well. So it was, you know, great to just have, you know, the staff in the dugout help me along, and just everyone was buttoned up. So it's, you know, all I had to really do was just point a few fingers and make a few mound visits and do some things like that.
How much did it feel once you guys got going like it could be one of those nights that you guys have had maybe sporadically recently, but quite a bit this season?
Right. You know, I mean, going down 4-0 early, you know, coming off a tough series, and then the guys fight back and bounce all the way back to tie the game. So it's, you know, it's just a testament to the guys in the clubhouse again and the staff. It's, you know, these guys come out and they do the best they can to compete with what they got that night. And, you know, I thought we did a really good job. It's a good ball club, you know, and they pitch well, and they swing the bats well, and, you know, they go up 4-0. You know, that's a moment where some teams might roll over and kind of pack it in, especially after travel back late last night. But these guys didn't, man. They fought back, and, you know, we used every bit of our 27 outs we had, and down to the last one where we had an opportunity to tie the game. So